Now.
Welcome. For your listening pleasure, we invite ears of all shapes, colors, and sizes to experience the Audio Files Podcast. What up, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you are enjoying yourself. We are back here on the Audio Files Podcast. What up to the baby mamas? I said I'm going to keep pulling me back in. I was out in Hawaii, and I got the phone number from one of the oldest baby mamas. She's smoking, so I don't know if I'm going to have to hold on to that. What up? What up? It's your boy Ant. And if you hear that laughter, we are being blessed with the presence of the baby mama slayer himself.
He is
back, ladies and gentlemen. Say what's up, dog. It's been so long.
What you been staying up? Out the way.
Same here. What you been up to, bro?
Nothing crazy, man. Yeah, pretty much. Nothing crazy.
attended
some business and shit, but we back.
Hell yeah. Good to have you back, man. And we got, I don't know how to segue this, but we were speaking at that hey. AM. We got the bread boy.
Is that where it's from, David? Huh? Is that where it's from? It's that white dude. It's like, old dude. He's like, staying out the way, nephew.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly where it's from. Staying out the way.
Every time he says like the like nephew, he like pauses a little too long.
And I'm what up, my boy?
That's funny. I'm glad to be back, man. I'm just glad D's back.
Hell yeah. And speaking on D's return, man, we granted him the gift since he's coming back. You know, we granted the gift of letting him choose the artist for tonight, and he went with none other than Earl Sweatshirt and the Alchemist with, am I saying it right?
Hey, if that's how you're saying it, that's how I'm saying it, dog.
Vordier? I'm not sure, like, it looks French.
I'm just gonna call this the album.
The album, yeah. The VD album, like, you know. It's nice and sultry. Yeah, man, you got us pick for this week,
like
man.
A spur of the moment pick.
What made you decide?
Like, we got in the group chat and shit just kind of happened fast, short notice. We were planning on recording this. And honestly, that was just an album that I've been planning on, like, sitting down with anyway, so I figured why not.
Right on. Well, great album. I mean, we always we always respect the Alchemist made project over here in the Audio Files. And man, I think this project did not disappoint. What were some of your like
just
initial
the, like,
thoughts when you first
just
heard
the smoothness
this,
of the Alchemist beat, bro? Like, you know when Alchemist beat drops, like, you know what I mean? And, you know what I know? I was waiting for too. I was waiting for some of them Alchemist tags, but I don't think we got one. It's got to be like a special occasion for one of those.
Nah, there was. I think so. I think this was supposed to be like a mixtape, man. And when I first heard this, man, like, I'm not that familiar with Earl Sweatshirt other than what he's done with Odd Future and, you know, with Tyler, the Creator, you know what I mean? But this is like my first like full length project listening from him. And then like, man, like, dude, like, as far as the marriage of him and the Alchemist goes, this was a perfect marriage. I think me and you were talking about this earlier.
For sure.
Like, he's got to have a file of just beats just for you know, Earl Sweatshirt. So, it gave me a mixtape vibe. The rapping was ridiculous
fire.
On this.
Twice fire.
Vince Staples came in, did his thing. His presence was felt on this. Twice, yeah, well worthy.
Yeah, same thing.
What about you, Brad?
Like,
what were you
kind of like familiar with
this?
Earl? I mean, I heard some stuff, you know, Odd Future and like some of his like solo stuff. Compared to that, Earl's, I would say he kind of has like his own niche market in the rap game. He's kind of like Larry June, where like he can make or break songs because he's got that monotone voice. But the good thing with like Earl is like his penmanship is pretty much like on point, like the wordplay. This is like very old school of like, you know, like when you think of like Mos Def or Yasiin Bey, you know, like his wordplay is just like, God, like he just keeps going and like things just go over your head. And it's,
poetic.
From this album or I don't know, like mixtape or whatever you want to call it. But it's like the monotone, like some songs, like it works, and then some of them it just goes by. And like being a short album, it was hard for me to say, like, these are the top three songs, especially because, you know, it's only, like, less than 30
minutes. Minute songs and shit, too.
Yeah, so, and then, like, the lyricism is, it just, it takes up so much of my, like, effort that I have to, like, write it down. Like, what did he say? And just, like, work it out. Honestly, yeah, and that's how I feel, like, what it is for rap. I think it was, like, a slow start regarding, like, the album, and I feel like it finished strong, and it just made me realize, like, how good Earl and Vince work. I feel like, yeah, I feel like they can bounce off of each other, like, really well, and then you add in, yeah, like, a producer just like Alchemist, and, like, you have, and I think we talked about this before, like, Alchemist can kind of, like, put something out of his bag, and he's like, this is what's gonna work for you guys, this is it. You still have, like, the signature, like, for me, I thought it was still, like, some songs, I'm like, oh, like, for sure, this is Alchemist. Because originally, before,
yeah, for
when,
sure.
Yeah, when D sent this to us, I only thought it was an Earl Sweatshirt album. So I had just put it on, like, you know, to play, and I was like, oh, this sounds like Alchemist. And I was like, oh, it's an album by Earl and Alchemist. So I was very surprised, because you can still kind of feel like this is, like, it's him, even though, like, yeah, you guys were saying, like, you guys didn't get that, I think, the producer tag or something from him. But
yeah,
honestly, it worked well for me. I was really surprised. Yeah. I feel like the old Earl that I've listened to was very dark, and I think we're seeing a change of, like, this newer Earl, kind of like where a lot of rappers are at. But overall, I think I was impressed with this album, and I kind of want to check out what else is to come, and I kind of want to see something with Vince, Earl, and Alchemist.
Yeah, bro. I was actually going to say the same thing right there. Those two tracks alone made me want, like, a whole tape, or yes, even, like, fuck it, give me, like, an 8-track little EP real quick or something. Like, I'm cool with that. But yeah, I for sure need to, like, that collaboration right there needs to happen more often for sure, bro.
Hell yeah. And if you're not familiar with what we do here on the Audio Files, get with the program. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're sleeping on us for so long. Like, get with it. But what we like to do here is we like to give our, well, every week one of our members selects an album or EP for us to listen to, come back giving our initial thoughts, just like we did right there. We let you know our favorite beats, favorite tracks, least favorite tracks if we have to, any notable mentions, bars, concepts, anything that stuck out to us. We also refer you with the Check Me Out, referring you to any other music featured by tonight's artist. Come back, give it a rating, and some news and notes for the day. But yeah, let's jump into this, gentlemen. Favorite beats off the project.
Let's see.
Decent,
off top, I fuck with Vince Scully.
Yes, let you go first, sir.
Century. This is that just felt like that little slow walk Alki type beat, bro. Like the guitar and like the sample and shit. Heat Check for this like super old school kind of vibe, bro. I was feeling that one for sure. Let me see, I'll throw two more in there. What is it, Moncala, just for like the piano and that like little, it sounds like a hand clap, honestly, dog. I'm not exactly sure, but it sounds like a hand clap like in the background. I thought that shit was fire, and to me that felt like they're sitting in like a bar or like some type of ballroom, dog. Like motherfuckers are clapping, somebody's on the piano and they're rapping and shit. Like, it was fire. Yeah. And then Mac Deuce, I thought that was a dope ass beat too. No particular reason, I just thought it was fire.
Hell yeah. I too will go with Vince.
Hell yeah.
I love the guitar on the groovy sample with the bass line, dude. That shit just hit. Typical Alchemist. I'm also gonna go with Heat Check, man. That it had like that dreamy 80s beat type of vibe. Like, I loved it. And then I'm also gonna go with let me see which one was it.
Mm-hmm.
Not 27 Braids, also for the guitar and like the boom bap type beat. That shit was dope.
I mean, you guys kind of listed them all, but if I had to choose one, aside from the Vince Scully, I really like that Vince Scully beat. I feel like that was my favorite beat out of this album. I think the next one would probably be the Caliphate, the second to last song with Vince Staples. So I would say that was kind of spoke out to me more.
That beat was like a little darker.
Yeah, that's why I kind of liked it, because I was like, oh, this is giving kind of like the kind of like what you would expect in a Vince. I know Vince has been going through his like transition of like music wise as well. But it kind of gives old school Earl vibes of just kind of dark, monotone, and that I think this is what goes back to when I say like some of his monotone songs like kind of do go well. It can break it or make it, and I think that's kind of where it made it for me.
I fuck with that.
Man, all right. So with that being said, we can go ahead and move on to favorite tracks.
It kind of ties in with like the beats for the most part. Vince Scully was one of like my favorites off the project, like for sure. And then both tracks with Vince and Dead Zone. I thought the like the rhyming on Dead Zone was fucking like crazy, bro. Yeah, bro. And then his actual like rhyming patterns and shit on that, to me, like I thought that shit was, he was cooking on that fucking one.
Yeah, have a pulled out like a flatbed, get it cracking like two balls, Sandy.
Oh yeah.
I was like, woof.
Yeah, he was talking, bro.
That.
Hell yeah.
No, go ahead, answer.
Oh no, you're good, man. I'm gonna go ahead and go with Heat Check. That shit was just dope. Mancala with Vince Staples, and then Calfate game with Vince Staples. And I'm gonna go with 27 Braids because I like the concept. Like,
yeah, that's dope.
She's got 27 like reminders hanging overhead. Like that shit was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I think for me, like similar. I think what like, about the best Red tracks kind of tied with like some of the what I thought were like the better bars, and I think it goes with those two Vince Staples songs. And then regarding with, like what D was saying about Dead Zone. I really liked that one. I really laughed when he was kind of talking about like the strippers, like been in the strip club, and it was like the newfound glory who brought the bands in. Round of applauses when that ass gets going, throw a tantrum, blew a bag on it because I had to. It's coming out of my hand. It's pouring like a monsoon. I think it's. I don't know why I found. I was like, yeah, they would put newfound glory in the strip club.
You know, play this jam for your mom, dude. That shit's fucking. Yeah, that was fire as fuck.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing earlier, was because I was thinking of that lyric and I was like, yeah, that song kind of
it's yeah, this was hard.
Yeah, I feel like this was a little more playful, like some stuff. Is this the one also where he like called out his fans for leaking his shit? I can't remember if it's this song or the next song. Yeah, it's
really damn, weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the entrance. I think he's just like, shout out to my fans for leaking my songs. Fuck you guys for doing my replicas or something like AI. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was, he kind of laughed it off. He's like, it's all good. I'm like, I'm living my good life, so no need to worry. But yeah, it was kind of funny. That stuck out to me. But yeah, I guess for me, it was just those two Vince Staples songs and Dead Zone kind of, I guess it came up with these new lyrics.
Oh, yeah. All right, gentlemen, I think we're going to forego Lee's favorite tracks. This shit was pretty solid. We'll go ahead and move on to any notable mentions, bars that might have stood out to you, anything that kind of caught your attention.
I was just
going to
ask, like, I was looking at the Genius,
go for it.
Like, the track list, and I noticed just, like, three to four different songs from the album, that, like, he took out, like, last minute. Did you guys listen to those other songs?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, actually.
Okay, because some of the comments were saying, like, the songs that he took out were probably some of the better songs. Of the album.
Were they on YouTube or something?
Yeah, they're on YouTube. Like, it's their release. It's just, like, I guess he, like, added them and then he took them out because on Genius, the four songs are on there, but they're not on Spotify.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they're pretty good. I checked it out. So that was my only, like, thing.
I wonder why.
It's one of those things that, like, stuck out to me regarding that. Like, I just wish he would have added that. But I guess we can talk about that in like when we get to the producer's chair. But
as far as bars go, on Sensory, I had a couple things on my chest. That's where the demons would sit.
Like, and she on 100 High Street, that little geese feathers on her foreheads, Tempur-Pedic with the Reaper, got to know death. Like, I thought that shit was cold, bro.
Oh, yeah, that shit was hard as fuck. Same song. Yeah. Tally for the hoes, keep the heifers off your doorstep.
I fucked with Vince Scully, just a little baseball references too. Like, got get sent over the fence. I'm home, another run on the road. Look how I slid. Like, that shit is fire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, his chorus? Yeah, dude, it was.
Yeah, just a little baseball bars, guard. I always fuck with that.
Yeah. Online, it said it, they used Vince Scully's sample. I just couldn't recall. Like, it was like, yeah, but I couldn't find it.
Let's see, on same song, Vince Scully hosing down the problems with gin and tonic, how to stop falling from a bottomless pit.
Crazy.
And he said, now we having like Dewey Cox out in the shed. I was like, oh shit, Dewey Cox shit. Reference
fire in the hole, burning out his soul like they seen a ghost in the shell, froze up, it's colder than hell, like that shit's fire.
Yeah,
Heat Check, I caught a whiff of a Sidewinder slithering in the vine and listening to him to hissing and spitting.
That's
the
crazy, vine.
The cylindrical system is a vicious cycle. I was like, oh shit, dude, like, just the whole winding, like, literally winding, talking about like a Sidewinder. Well, you know, like, just
had another one. He had a 6-9 bar, I'm trying to find. I'm pretty sure I wrote it down somewhere.
Oh man, let's see.
Yeah, he's like, mice give up when it's dinner time. The 6-9 style, snitching, spiteful. He said, "Mine the biggest, but I'm staying tight-lipped." That's just funny.
That shit made me laugh too. On Heat Check, he said, "She out here
putting numbers
like,
on the board, fucking up the defense." Like that's fire, bro.
Let's see. Vince Staples, man, is like, how many guns you drawn? Like. How many times you draw your guns? Sometimes my mind draws blanks. How many times you pray, still trying to find my faith?
Crazy.
The gospel, the Pentecost, you know, the walkthrough. I'm like, dude, the Pentecost.
I done stacked so many rounds, feel like the Michelin Man.
He's on another level on that one.
It's hard, bro.
Michelin Man, yeah, dude. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, he was
sliding like
he
an
was
abacus that promises there's some math to this. I'm like, oh shit.
And cheese attract the rats, police attach the facts.
Going off.
He said they ain't PC, they just trustees. I had to laugh at that. That's just
yeah.
Fire.
Yeah, this project was littered with bars, man. If
facts.
You're a bar seeker, that was definitely not missing on this shit.
You could probably keep going for a longer. You could probably like break down this whole fucking like project as far as bars go. Yeah.
Yeah, this album. Yeah. All right. We're gonna go ahead and move it on to the producer's chair. Then definitely go check out this project if you're a bar fiend. It's all there, man. Very poetic, very deep. Very deep writing. Good job, Mr. Earl Sweatshirt. All right, producer's chair. We're gonna go ahead and step into it. We're gonna go ahead and Dr. Dre this thing. Or should I say, Alan the Alchemist? This thing. If you're the alchemist, what do you do to make this project better? I honestly don't know. It sounded like these guys just said, like, Alchemist just said, "Hey,
yeah,
I got some beats for you."
Just
like,
a vibe session turn tape,
and whatever comes out. I mean, and I'm not. Yeah, I'm not mad at it. It sounds like it could have been a mixtape, but like they're trying to make some money off it, which I don't blame. Either way, I'm happy with it. I think it is what it's supposed to be. If I had to just ask for a feature, I would just say, give me shit, man.
Oh God.
I'd say JID with that Vince on that the Caliphate, dude. Oh, them three all on that track. I'm like, dude, who's gonna have a bar off? Like, shit. That's all I would ask for. But that's just asking for a little too much, I think.
Well, shit. Since Breadboy said they left a couple tracks off it, like meaning that it's such a short project, why not just leave them on there? You know what I mean? It wouldn't have. I'm sure the project or the three tracks that they left off are like a minute and some change, like a piece. I mean, they're not super long, so fuck it. You should have just dropped them on there. Nah,
yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think
it
would have made that much of a difference. Like, it probably would have made the project like
the only other thing I could think
minutes.
Of would be on
I think
that Mac Du song. I would have been down with an Action Bronson verse. I feel like that beat had like super Action Bronson vibes.
Yeah, that might have worked too. New York, yeah. Somebody
you mentioned
from
Rock Marciano. It would have been nice to have him on the
show. Yeah, and they kind of got the same low key, like similar styles.
Oh, yeah. Slow walk, monotone type of flow. Where, yeah. I agree. I think some kind of little bit more New York presence needs to be on this. If I had to say anything, but yeah, I mean, like I said, that's a little bit. You know, I mean, I feel like. They just went in there, had a studio sesh, and they said, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm not mad at it. It could have been better if we would have had those features, but hey, like, who knows what happened? Maybe they're like on tour or something. New Nipsey Hustle, check me out. You in trouble, check me out. Pay us now, check me out. Pay me double. All right, gentlemen, it is time for the check me out segment. Do we have anything that we want to share with our listeners that, maybe he's brought to you by The Alchemist? I mean, we've probably done too much of The Alchemist. But
yeah, I'll throw in
from,
two from
Earl
his last project. I think it's called Sick. There's a track called 2010 and a track called Lobby that I fuck with on those ones. like pretty heavy. And then if you want to fuck around on YouTube, I know he's got like a Sway in the Morning like freestyle from like a long time ago, and Sway, it kind of like pressures him because he's like, fuck man, like I told myself I would never rap like seriously on like any radio stations, but I'm about to break that for you, Sway. And he goes into just like a pretty smooth, quick little verse, like tears that shit down. If you want to laugh, there's a skit on that Loiter Squad show they used to have where they do a Beyond Scared Straight little segment. Earl Sweatshirt's wild out of there. It's more like bitch in here, like all that shit, bro. It's funny as fuck. So you throw that shit in the mix too. You want to just check somebody and laugh a little bit, you know what I mean?
Pick, man. We'll go ahead.
I'm gonna go with like a solid, maybe like
today.
I think I go a 4 flat. Like it didn't like blow my mind. Like I dig the tracks, but some of them like I would kind of wish for like maybe like another verse or something, maybe just because they're so short. But being that they're so short, they get like super replay value too. Like I be spinning that Vince Scully song back to back to back sometimes, bro, just because like that shit is tight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I can't, there's no real complaints, but it's just, I don't know. Yeah. It's not, I don't feel like it's like complete in a way. You know what I mean? Yeah, just like a hit and run real fast.
Yeah, it's just real short, real terse, real mixtape like. That's what I'm saying. It's like I don't think they wanted to credit Nation. Yeah, they just wanted to put some shit out, you know what I mean? Like I'm not mad at it. Yeah. Alrighty, I'm gonna go ahead and like D said, it didn't blow my mind away. It gave me the mixtape vibe. Like it's a kind of hit and run deal. I was impressed by the versatility and the writing on this, man.
Yeah,
I'm like,
for real.
Dog, you could have saved some of this writing for like a legit album. I mean, like, so I'm gonna give it a little bit higher. I'm gonna give it a 4.2, man. I feel like it's like at least like an 84, 85. You know what I mean? So.
Sounds like we're all on the same page. Same thing. I'm gonna go in the middle. I'm gonna go with a 4.1. And I'm gonna save you the time on the average and just say it's 82%.
Yes, I believe that's what it comes out to. Yes. 82%. Not bad. I mean, for like I said, for mixtape vibe, for I don't give a shit, we're just gonna put this out. I think that's reasonable, man. And that's what me and D were kind of talking about. Just the versatility of the Alchemist, like he has put out such a plethora of beats, for a variety of artists, year, man. Bro. Like it's impressive. Everything from Mobb Deep to Larry June to, you know, and that's what I'm saying. He at least puts out like 3 projects, you know what I mean? Like from different artists or even just the beat tape, like, you know, and that's what I appreciate about him, man. Like he's so old school. He's like, you know what? I'm not even gonna like have anybody rap over this shit. I'm just gonna have you guys like listen to the shit, smoke some weed, and you freestyle to it at home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so I dig that, man. It's part of the art. It's part of the you know, the tradition. Like, and he's keeping up with it, man. So, me and D were having a discussion. I figured we might as well bring it to the episode. What do you think about, like, when you think Alchemist, man, where does he rank amongst, like, top producers? Because we were talking about, like him and Dr. Dre. Like obviously Dr. Dre is more of a brand and he's got a lot more to gain or to lose from being on top of that pedestal. Like
in a way,
actually handcuffed by the fact he can't just put out some beats or some shit that is, you know what I mean? Like we know he's probably got a bunch of beats in the tape, but like me and D were saying like Alchemist has probably got beats for
his own artist Griselda. Files.
He's
and
probably
shit,
got
bro.
Beats
like,
for
this is the Action
Bronson
Currency.
File. He's probably got beats for
like you said, this is the Gibbs file, like shit like that. But like he works with so many fucking people, it's crazy. Yeah.
And just the amount of music he's making, like, you know, his output is prolific. I mean, that's what we're saying. We're like, we know Dr. Dre's in the studio every day cooking, but, like, we don't get to hear everything that he's cooking. We probably won't get to hear everything that he's cooking until he's dead and his estate, like, releases it, you know. But even then, like, if that, you know what I mean? So it's just like, and I think that's what sucks about being so, I think, prestigious for Dr. Dre. Like we're talking about, it's just like, he can't just put anything out, but it's just on the flip side though, Alchemist is like,
that's just in
he's
his
like,
blood,
just like an average hip hop head. He's just like a backpacker. Like, hey, you know what? We're just going to drop some shit. It's for the culture. Who cares if we make anything off of it? And that's what I love about it, man. It's just like,
and even if he's not
more
making
shit,
like
more
joint tapes
to,
or like a whole project with somebody, bro, he's still dropping shit on like people's albums. Cause like you'll notice like an album's getting ready to drop, but then he'll post like the album cover with like the song title that he produced and shit. And it's always fucking somebody, bro. Yeah, always somebody. Yeah. By the way, I popped out for this. I'm on this track.
By
this
the
track.
Way,
like,
I'm
damn,
on this shit.
All right.
You know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Facts. Like Kendrick and the Big Steppers, man. That shit was crazy. He was on there, man. Like, So yep, we cried together. That shit was nuts, bro. Like, and it's classic Alchemist. Know what I mean, so,
yeah, Flowers.
I give it up to him. Kanye, Where Are You? Flowers for Alchemist for sure. Kanye, if this was a double XL, he'd be on the milk carton.
That's fucking crazy.
I mean, like, yeah, back of the magazine on the milk carton. Where's Kanye been? I mean, as a rapper, he's done his own shit, but like, yeah, you know, Kanye used to produce a lot of shit for a lot of people too, as well. You know what I mean? Like, I miss that Kanye where you just like produce some shit for some random R&B singer or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dog, get back to your roots, bro. All right, gentlemen, I believe that's gonna be. We got anything else we want to talk about?
Shit,
sad to have D-Bad, man.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm happy to be back too, man. I'll be back for plenty more episodes moving forward.
Fuck yeah. All right, so let's see. Well, might as well move on to it then. Gentlemen, songs of the week. Any song you've been jamming to? Anything that you've been messing with? Anything that you just...
All right, let's see. I got
you're back, man. We'll allow you to go
it's
first.
It's a song from 38 Special, Conway the Machine, and Lloyd Banks called Latex Gloves. I'm going to go a Reason song off of his album Porches, which was, I almost picked that, but that's like a fucking hour long album. So maybe I'll do that shit my next spin around. There's a track off of that called Broken Winter Break.
Ooh.
And then let me see. I had one more fucking, you mentioned Larry June. I started thinking there's a song with him and... How do you pronounce his name? Is it Zachary? Dude from TDE? It's Zachary, right? Yeah, there's a song with them too called Sparkling Zachary. Water that I've been fucking with.
I think it's Zachary. So, yeah.
Those are my three.
Hell yeah. All right. I just came back from Hawaii, man. We've been on the island vibes. But this song came on when we were out there, and I was just like, oldie but goodie. The Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23. That is a classic. Go bump that shit, man. What about
for
you,
me? I think two songs kind of really pop out. There's this band, rock band called Surf Curse, Freaks, just came on randomly on my playlist, and then Free Lunch by Isaiah Rashad. It's also a fire song. Yeah, it came on and I was like, it's a good song. Been on repeat.
Ooh, shit, man. All right, and let me see. I believe
I have no idea.
This is my pick, right?
We're still going. I think with.
Or are
we
still
have.
Going with him? Okay. So, my pick for next week.
Taylor
hopefully
Swift
good
again.
By then, because I was gonna pick Sam Smith.
Yeah, review that Taylor Swift movie.
yeah. Revisit it again. yeah. this one's for all my dogs. Hint, hint. The boys and us have decided to go ahead and go with the new Drake since we have not covered the Drake project. Shame on us. So we're going to go with For All the Dogs or For All, you know, the Drake, new Drake album, whatever it is called. So, that's what we're going to go with next week. Check us out here on the audio files. As always, check us out on Instagram for our posts, songs of the week, the check me outs. Addison and Bebo are working really hard. They do their best to make sure that we can break the law and illegally put music on our page, so that way we can show it to you guys, because we're actually doing them a favor and we're actually doing guerrilla marketing for them, and they can suck a fat one because we don't care, because we're so rogue and we're so down like that. No, I'm just kidding. Check us out on Insta and yeah, you know, give us a DM, you know, come on, give us a, you know, a pic now and then. I mean, let us know you're out there listening. Check us out next week. Play along. We'll be listening to Drake For All My Dogs, For All the Dogs. Play along with us.
Yeah, is this
in
the album yet?
Peace.